in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Lift up your voice and say, Jesus, speak to me tonight through your word. Just go ahead and bless him, worship him in the beauty of his holiness, celebrate him in the firmament of his power. He is the reason for the season. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Can you go ahead and just bless him? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, our hearts and minds are open to receive your engrafted word. Speak to us through your word, through the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. At the end of the day, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, come on, clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord. With a voice of triumph, can you shout amen? Amen. Do we have our gallant metamorphosis graduates in the house? If you are excited about your graduation and impartation, can you give Jesus a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Let's give opportunity to those following online. Some of the graduates are online. Can you give Jesus a shout of praise? Yeah. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. I'll be very brief this evening. Matthew chapter 1 verse 18 is the graduation and impartation of our metamorphosis students. I'm so excited about this. Is also our Christmas carol service. How many are enjoying the carol service already? Thank you so much, Intimacy Team Global, for that. Hallelujah. Matthew 1:18. It said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused. That word espoused also means engaged. Espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Bring down the volume. Thank you, sir. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. In other words, it was the Holy Ghost that impregnated Mary. Hallelujah. She was a virgin. She was engaged to Joseph before ever they got married or ever they had sex. She was found, you know, in the Jewish culture, they marry as virgins. Hallelujah. So when Joseph discovered Mary was pregnant, he was planning to just privately, not to make her a public disgrace. He just wanted to just break the relationship and let her go. But while he thought on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream of the night and told him that that child was conceived of the Holy Ghost, that he shouldn't send her away, he shouldn't break that relationship. And she shall bring forth, look at 21, the angel of the Lord still speaking to Joseph, she shall bring forth a son. She shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. She shall bring forth a son. His name shall be called Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sin. Name represents destiny. Name represents purpose. Name represent identity. Name represent authority. Am I communicating? The angel of the Lord told Mary and even the father Joseph that that child she is going to give birth to that was conceived by the Holy Ghost, that they should name him Jesus. Why? He said he shall save the people from their sin. Hallelujah. He shall save the people from their sin. In other words, names are very prophetic. The word Jesus in English is a translation from the Greek word, which was translated from an Hebrew word, which means Jehoshua. Jehoshua. In fact, those bearing Joshua and those bearing Jesus are bearing the same name. In the Hebrew, Joshua and Jesus mean the same thing. Jehovah is salvation. Hallelujah. It means Jehovah is salvation. It says, you shall call him Jesus, Jehoshua. Jehovah is salvation. That's the meaning of Jesus. Why? Because he shall save the people from their sins. Telling you, a major part of Jesus' assignment is to bring salvation to the whole world of humanity. Am I communicating? In John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. He shall save the people from their sins. No wonder in John 1:29, when John the prophet, the forerunner of the Christ, when he was baptizing people for the remission of their sins, he was baptizing them in River Jordan, he cited Jesus. And then he exclaimed, he said, behold the Lamb of God. The next day, he saw Jesus coming, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Humanity became guilty when Adam committed high treason. When Adam sinned against God in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says, by one man's offense, Adam's offense, sin came into the world. Romans 5 verse 12, the whole world became guilty. Am I communicating? That nature of sin was being transmitted from Adam to all of humanity. From the first Adam that fell, he fell due to high treason. It contacted the sin nature from Satan. And from that day henceforth, every man born of a woman is born with that sin nature. And that is what makes a sinner. Hallelujah. But thank God Jesus came. He said, behold the Lamb of God. Jesus was the solution to the sin problem. We know when we say Christmas, you know, the word Christmas is from two words, Christ and Mass. Mass, M-A-S-S, Christ, and then Mass. The word Mass means celebration. It's like a festival. Am I communicating? So, Christmas literally means a celebration of Christ. What about Christ? Why he came, his purpose for coming. Am I communicating? He said he shall save the people from their sin. The salvation he brought. In Acts 4 verse 12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name. There is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus was born to save the world from their sin. both the nature of sin and the actions of sins. He was both our sin bearer and he was our sin what? He was our sin what? Substitute. I've taught you before. You remember on the great day of atonement, Yom Kippur, in Leviticus chapter 16, you can go and study it. It portrays what happens on the great day of atonement in under the Old Testament. That day is a public holiday. Is a day of national fasting. They fast for 24 hours. The high priest, once in a year, he enters that tabernacle of Moses. He enters the holiest of all to make atonement first for his own sin, him and his family, and then the sins of the whole nation of Israel. Am I communicating? And he does not enter there without blood. He has to carry the scapegoat. He has to carry the live goat. He kills one, and then the other one he releases into the wilderness. And both types of goat, they were a type and a shadow of Jesus as the sin bearer and also our what? Sin substitute. Jesus has borne our sin by his sacrifice on the cross. You know, he came to save the world, to save them from their sins. But he could not save the world from their sins until he died. He couldn't do that until he took our place in condemnation, in death. You know, the Bible said the soul that sinned shall die. And humanity has sinned through Adam by one man's offense. Humanity is guilty of death. So the second Adam, Jesus, he needed to come, and then he took our place. Am I communicating? He took the place of humanity that was guilty of death, that was having a death sentence, condemnation, hanging because of sin. He took our place on that cross and died our death. He died in our place. And by his death, burial, resurrection, he has made salvation available to all of humanity. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. So he paid the price in full for our sin and all the consequences of sin, including sickness, including suffering, pain, poverty, name it. Jesus took our place in death. That shameful, painful suffering on the cross, he did it as our substitute. He was our substitute. He suffered in our stead and made salvation available to all. No wonder Acts 4 verse 12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name. There is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Why? Because only him was our substitute who died on the cross. He died in our place. He died our death. He died to give us life. Jesus was the only person born to die. He was born to die. He was born to die. He said his name shall be called Jesus. He shall save the people from their sin. Question, how will he save them from their sin? By dying on the cross. He took our place. If you know what Jesus has done for you, you will love him more. Give me Acts chapter 5 verse 12. Acts 5 verse 12. So when you are celebrating Christmas, do it with understanding. Thank God for that drama. You could see how the people, some people were celebrating Christmas wrongly. Some see it as time to party, to smoke, to drink, to fornicate, to commit adultery, to you understand, enter club. No, that's not the purpose for Christmas. Hallelujah. It's good to eat food, you understand. I usually look forward towards Christmas because of the chicken, especially when I was younger, but now I've repented, you know. chicken, all manner of food. You'll be going from neighbor house to neighbor house. They will give you money at the end. They don't give you money, they will give you food. They don't give you food, they will give you kunu. Something just must flow. You understand? We usually enjoy Christmas. You know, all of that is nice. And also, we like showcasing our Christmas clothes those days. When we were young, we would tell our friends, say, you don't see my Christmas, my own fine pass your own. My own fine pass your own. I will even call them, say, come. When our father is not around, we will open the box more. You see my Christmas clothes? See the way you find. You even wear a test run. You say, oh boy, check and check. My own will find pass your own. See if I. Praise God. You know, no, it's not bad. It's not bad. But if the money is not there, don't kill yourself. Just keep your clothes, will I? Now I don't have Christmas clothes. New clothes today. Every day na Christmas. You understand? Now it's good. It's Christmas clothes, Christmas rice, you know, the celebration, visiting, show some love. It's a period of love. Because it was love that made Jesus to come. For God so loved the world. Love was a motivating force. Am I communicating? Behind the sacrifice of Christ. And the greatest proof of love is sacrifice. The highest proof of love is sacrifice. Now, please celebrate, but do it with understanding. Don't lose focus of the primary purpose for the Christmas. That's around Christ. His mandate, his mission, his assignment, everything he came to do. Christ is the essence. Christ is the purpose. Am I communicating? Don't go and drink alcohol. Drink to stupor. Oh boy, this Christmas, sweet. And then you are almost falling in the gutter. Is that the purpose for Christmas? It's very painful that it's even Christmas period. Some ladies lose their virginity. Some even get pregnant. Why? Just be fornicating and sleep. Is that the purpose? If actually they are contradicting the reason why Jesus came. Because he came to save you from fornication. And you are committing fornication on Christmas Day. Is that not an error? He came to save. Let's look at, go back to Matthew 1:21. He says, you shall call his name, he shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? He shall save his people from what? Their sins. Jesus came to save you from sin, and you are committing sin on Christmas Day. You lack understanding. Glory to God. Let me tell your neighbor, celebrate Christmas with understanding this year. Tell your neighbor again, Christ is the reason for Christmas. Now, that's one part of the truth. The other part is that you are also the reason for Christmas. I will show you why. I will show you how. Now, listen. He shall save the people from their sin. Salvation from sin. Watch this. But listen. There was something else that Jesus came to do apart from saving us from our sin. Because saving us from our sin was not enough. It's not an end in itself, it's a means to an end. Let's check. Why will he save us from our sin? Why should he save us from our sin? Watch it. Give me John chapter 3 verse 16. Popular Bible verse. Then John 10 verse 10. It says, for God so loved the world, so love was the motivating force behind the sacrifice of Jesus, that he gave his only begotten son, now watch this, that whosoever believe in him, should not perish. Why? But have what? Everlasting life. Are you seeing what I'm seeing there? He said, when you believe in Jesus Christ, in Romans 10:9-10, it says, whosoever shall confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, that's faith in the resurrection, he says he shall be saved. Why? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said, when you believe in the sacrifice of Jesus on your behalf, his death, burial, and resurrection, that he was
He died for your sin. He was raised for your justification. And you confess his lordship with your mouth. He said you will be saved. Now, go back to that John 3:16 again. Watch it. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. This is the number one sin that takes people to hell. Refusing, rejection, as in you refuse to believe in Jesus. You rejected Jesus. Jesus that brought the gift of salvation. You say no. And then at the great white throne judgment, God say, oh yeah, I gave you my son as a gift to pay for your sin. You rejected him. Now you pay. And you cannot pay. Humanity owed a debt we could not pay. Jesus came and paid the ransom with his blood. Am I communicating? Now, look at what happens when you believe in Jesus. You shall have the life of God. Translated everlasting life here. Zoe. Am I communicating? He came to give us life. I say he came to give us life. Listen, beyond just saving us from our sin, watch this. Jesus came to give us his life, the very life of God, the highest kind of life there is. The very life Jesus had. Am I communicating? The very life God has. The highest kind of life there is. Higher than the natural human life. Higher than plant and animal life, that is bios. Higher than suke, natural human life, that is in the blood. Higher than anastrophe, manner of life. The highest kind of life, zoe. That was what Jesus came to give us. And the moment you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you receive the life of God. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Give me John 10:10. Look at Jesus. He gave his mission in John 10:10. He says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. But I have come that they may have. Watch this. He started by mentioning the mission of the thief. Okay? In context, he said the thief is the law. The law. But also prophetically is also talking about Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where is my mic? Please give me volume. Hallelujah. He said the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life. The life there is the life of God. Zoe. Praise. What is the real end? So that we can receive the life of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the life of God to you. It is that reception of eternal life that makes you a brand new creature at new birth. It's what recreates your human spirit. At new birth, eternal life is imparted into the human spirit and it recreates the human spirit. Your spirit is reborn. You reborn with what? With the life of God, with the nature of God, the nature of love and the nature of righteousness. And you become a brand new creature, the type that never existed before. You now understand 2 Corinthians 5 verse what? 17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. This is what it means to be born again. It's not accepting or joining a religion. Being born again is not joining a religion. Mm-mm. It's receiving the life of God that makes you a new creature. Am I communicating? Look up. Redemption was not just an end in itself. It's a means to an end. Redeeming us from our sin is a means to an end. What is that end? So that God can legally give to humanity
Anyone that believes in Jesus, God can give us eternal life. Are you getting the point? Give me Colossians 1 verse 12. So he redeemed us by his blood. And that redemption provided a legal basis for God to give to man eternal life, his very own life. Are you seeing this? Which is even something higher than even forgiveness of sin. Are you seeing this? This is very important, this understanding. He said, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Okay, 13. This is where I'm going. It says, verse 13, please. Who had delivered us from the power or authority of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Two things there, watch this. He said, Jesus, by his sacrifice, by his redemptive sacrifice, he has delivered us from the power of darkness, from the authority of darkness. But he didn't just leave us after delivering us. Watch this. And then had translated us, transported us into the kingdom of his love son. Am I communicating? Watch this. He delivered us by redemption. He translated us by the new birth. Write it down in capital letters with this verse as a reference. Colossians 1:13. Jesus has delivered us from the power of darkness by his redemption. By redemption, by paying for our sins. The word redeem means to buy back. To buy back by paying a ransom. What was the ransom? His blood. His death was the ransom. Am I communicating? So, he delivered us from Satan's terrorist government by his what? By redemption. By his redemptive sacrifice. And then he now translated us into the kingdom. God translated us into the kingdom of his love son, dear son, agape son. By what? By the new birth. So we are now in the kingdom. I say we are now in the kingdom. We are now in the kingdom. No wonder Jesus told Nicodemus, if you have not given your life to Christ, I'll give you opportunity to surrender your life to Christ. Jesus has already paid the price. Am I communicating? You are struggling with any form of sin or all of that. All you need to do is to accept what Jesus has done for you. Glory to God. I say glory to God. He was the lamp of God. He was our sin bearer. On that cross, you remember, let me tell you something. Jesus died a very disgraceful death, like a common criminal. You know, the Roman Empire, they normally crucify criminals as a way to disgrace them to the maximum before they finally die. And crucifixion, death by crucifixion, is not a very fast way to die. When criminals are crucified on the Roman cross by those Roman executioners, the weakest man crucified normally take 13 hours to die. The strongest men crucified take even up to 4 days before they die. So it's like a range from 13 hours to what? 4 days. The weakest, as if the person is very weak, he will die in 13 hours. If the person is very strong, up to 4 days before they die. In between, depending on their level of strength. But do you know, Jesus on that cross, he commanded his own death in 6 hours. In 6 hours. Remember, when Jesus was crucified, there was 3 hours of darkness. Am I communicating? Then at the sixth hour, of which he died, after that 6 hours, the Bible called it the ninth hour. At the ninth hour, he cried, "Elo, Elo, lama sabachthani," right? And then he then said, "It is finished." That's all the laws, all the requirements of the law of Moses, all the requirements, God's requirements,
God's righteous demand and righteous judgment against sin has been met. It is finished. And then he now says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. That was how Jesus died. No wonder when the Roman soldiers were checking whether the soldiers were dead, they said they wanted to hasten their death because they didn't want the body remaining hanging on the cross. Give me John 19. John 19. They broke the legs of the two criminals by his side when they came to Jesus. And breaking their leg is a way to hasten their death. Or else they can remain there for, like I told you, up to 4 days. So when they came to Jesus, they realized the man had died. He was unconscious. To confirm, verse 34, that Jesus had died, one of the Roman soldiers pierced his side. And the Bible says blood and water gushed out. Medically speaking, some doctors said he had hemothorax, bleeding into the thoracic space, or hemopericardium. There's bleeding into the pericardial, the sac that carries the heart. Jesus had died of a ruptured heart. Am I communicating? He pierced the side, blood and water gushed out. And that's very prophetic. That blood and water that came out. Let me ask you a question. When a woman in labor, when she gives birth to a baby, what comes out? Blood and water. So it's prophetic of Jesus birthing the church. Are you seeing this? That's what it is showing you. And then give me 1 John chapter 5 verse 5. 1 John 5 verse 5. These are very prophetic symbolisms. Why blood and water? Why blood and water? When somebody is bleeding and he has been bleeding for a while, there is usually coagulation. The red blood cells, which are more dense, they have greater density. They will gather under. Then the liquid part of the blood, serum or plasma, will gather on top. Am I communicating? So the red blood cell corpuscles, or what they call it? Red blood corpuscles. They don't tell why I do. Which course now? Physiology. Red blood cells. Okay, let me just use red blood cells. They gather under. Then the liquid part of the blood, serum, like yellow like that, is on top. So when they pierce the side, blood and water gushed out. But the correct order is blood. The red blood cell will come out first because it's under. Then the water part is the plasma, serum, that came out. Am I coming to show you that Jesus had been bleeding from a ruptured heart? Are you seeing this? He said, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Next verse. This is he that came by water and blood. Remember, John, the one that wrote this epistle, was an eyewitness to what happened. He saw it when the Roman soldier pierced his side. He wrote it in his epistle that we read earlier. He said, Jesus came by water and by blood. Am I communicating? He says, not by water only, but by water and blood. Blood also is prophetic of his redemptive sacrifice. Blood, the Bible says, the life of anything is in his blood. Jesus is the water of life, is the fountain of life. Am I communicating? But by water and blood, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Can you shout amen? Amen. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the same was the beginning with God. It says, and without him was not anything made. The same, and was not anything made that was made. Next verse, verse 4. It says, in him was life. In him was life.
The Bible says, 1 John chapter 5 verse 13, this is the record. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. 1 John 5, 11, and then verse 13 also. He said, this is the record. This is the testament. This is the heavenly report you must believe. God has given to us eternal life. Where is it located? This life is in His Son. When you believe in Jesus, you receive this life. He that has the Son has this life. He realized that Jesus came to give us life, and he realized he had this life. No wonder they could not kill him. When the other apostles were killed easily, but when he came to Apostle John, hey, they put him inside drum of boiling oil. They wanted to fry him like chicken. Eh? The oil boiled and boiled and boiled. The oil contacted, is it latent heat of vaporization? Disappear. You know, if you leave boiling oil, boiling like that, the thing will be evaporating until everything finish. That was how all the boiling oil dried up. John was still inside, untouched. What? They said this guy is not a human being. Before then, they carried him. They tied stone around his neck. Heavy stone. They tied it around his neck. They threw him with those stones, heavy stones, inside the sea. He became an amphibian. He was still alive. For they tied him to a horse. They tied rope around his neck and tied the rope to a horse. You know the way they kill people that way? The horse will just be running, and then the person, injured, move like this until the person is dead. They did that to him. The guy was still alive. He could not be killed. Why? He was conscious of eternal. You can't die like a chicken when you are conscious of eternal life. How can gun kill eternal life? How can accident kill eternal life? If God is in that car, will he die? If they bump God, will he die? Why won't he die? Because of the kind of life he has. Why are Christians dying? They are not conscious of what they have. I told you, spiritual things are activated by a particular kind of consciousness. Am I communicating? Shaleboko sabakataya. Say with me, I have the life of God. I have eternal life. John chapter 1 verse 14, talking about Jesus. He says, and the word, the Logos was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the living word. Jesus is God in human flesh. I've told you before, the word Son of God means God in human form. Am I communicating? Jesus came in human flesh. He dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Can you shout amen? Amen. The word was made flesh. He's talking of the incarnation. The incarnation. The word of God. That's Jesus. I also say Kalma. Kalma Yazama Mutum. I'm giving you Hausa translation. Kalma Yazama Re. Hey! Kaligo Balataya. The word was made flesh. Hey, a translation said, the word put on human form and moved into the neighborhood. The word was made flesh. This is talking of God putting on human flesh. It's incarnation. So listen, the conception of Jesus is not this natural human conception in which a sperm fertilizes an egg and an ovum, and then you have a zygote. His own was an incarnation. Am I communicating? The word that Angel Gabriel spoke was implanted into our womb, the womb of Mary, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Remember what the angel told Mary, when Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing I have not had sex with a man? He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. That's why we call it a supernatural insemination. This one is not IVF. This one is not intracytoplasmic sperm injection. It's not zygote transfer or fallopian. Mm-mm. It's not assisted reproductive technology. This one is a supernatural spiritual insemination. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. And the impossible shall be made possible. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
The word became flesh and blood and moved. Thank you, sir. Hi. Clap for our media. It says, move into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our eyes. One of a kind glory like the Father. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Then look at verse 16. He said, the law was given. The law was given by Moses. Moses had to climb Mount Sinai to collect the law under the Old Testament for the children of Israel to keep. The law was given by Moses. But grace, somebody say grace.
Grace.
And truth came by how? Jesus Christ. Manda baros kapata. And then verse 16, he says, of his fullness, give me an amplified, have all we received grace for grace. Aya. Jesus is the grace of God embodied. Jesus is the embodiment of God's grace. Am I communicating? Jesus is the embodiment of God's grace. Out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received. All had a share. Do you have a share? And we are all shareholders of the commonwealth of God's grace. I say we are shareholders. He said we are all supplied with one grace after another. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And then even favor upon favor. And then gift heaped upon gift. This is one of those shouting scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Can you rise to your feet? Libo Rabba Kasaya. Oh, he came to save the world from their sins. He came to save us from our sin. And he came to give us life. His death was a... In fact, his birth, the birth of Jesus was a miracle. His life on earth was an unending stream of the miraculous for those 3.5 years. His death was a miracle. His burial was a miracle. His resurrection was a miracle. His ascension was a miracle. Everything about Jesus was miraculous. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to bless God. He said, of his fullness have we received. Can you thank him for the gift of life? Thank him for the gift of grace that he has made available to us. Romans 5:17. He says, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. By the first Adam's offense. He said, but they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign by Jesus Christ. Jesus, by his redemptive sacrifice, by his painful and shameful suffering, by his shameful and painful death, his vicarious death like a common criminal on the cross, his burial, his resurrection, he has made salvation available to all. Can you just lift up your voice? Say, Father, I receive the gift of your Son. I receive the gift of Jesus. I receive the forgiveness of sin. I receive salvation. The Bible says there is no salvation in any other name. There is no name given under heaven whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have and receive eternal life. This life is in his Son. He said, this is the record. God has given us eternal life. Father, we receive the gift of Zoe. We receive the gift of your Son. We receive the gift of eternal life. He said, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as of the glory begotten of the Father.
full of grace and truth.
Kilabako sebeletina. All eyes closed, all heads bow. I want to give opportunity to anyone in this place. If you know you are yet to receive this gift of salvation, this gift of eternal life that Jesus brought, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you want to receive this life of God, you want a new beginning, or perhaps you say you are born again, but even you know that if rapture should happen now, you are not sure of going to heaven, you are not living the Christian life. I want to give you opportunity to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He came to die for us. I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are. Wherever you are, Jesus speaking to your heart right now. Just lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come to Jesus. He will give you life. He will save you. If you are lifting up your right hand, can you come and meet me in front? Whether you are following online or you are within this premise, I want to give you this opportunity to surrender your life to Jesus. Just come forward. Come forward. What? I'm waiting for you. Come and surrender to Jesus. Ligo barakaba sapalatia. Le brondo sefeletina. Langra kapata. Is there anybody like that? Don't be waiting to see who will be the first. Make sure you are the first. Oh yes, as God is speaking to your heart, I want you to respond to him right now. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Ligo barakatai. Come and receive the gift of life that his son has made available. Thank you, Father. Kalibo shalabatia. In Jesus' name. I want you to say this prayer with me. Believe it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died for my sins. On the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Azon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.